Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brandon Brooks. Here's what's happening. A town hall was held last night with angry parents grilling school district officials about what they plan to do to house students displaced from two Philadelphia schools because of asbestos. District Superintendent Dr. William Hite says they messed up placing kids from the Science Leadership Academy and Ben Franklin High in a building undergoing construction where asbestos was found in the basement.
Until construction is completed, we're not putting students back into the SLA Ben Franklin building.
Hite says looking at four locations to place students from the two schools, some of the locations getting a lot of negative feedback from parents.
My child did not deserve to be snuck and her nose broken at South Philadelphia High. This is why she goes to Franklin.
District officials say they hope to find buildings for the schools within the next few days. The jury has been picked in the trial of Michael White, who's accused of fatally stabbing a real estate developer more than a year ago near Rittenhouse Square. As KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, the most serious charge against him was dropped.
A jury of 12 will decide whether Michael White's guilty of voluntary manslaughter in the death of Sean Skellinger. Judge Glenn Bronson granted the district attorney's motion to drop the third-degree murder charge and move ahead with voluntary manslaughter, which Michael White was already charged with.
Prosecutors added two other charges, tampering with evidence and obstruction of justice. They say White threw the knife used in the stabbing onto the roof of a building and hid his phone to elude investigators. Eventually, investigators got his iPhone and were able to get into it. That's where prosecutors say they found writings about White wanting to stab people. Defense attorneys say White stabbed Schellinger in self-defense. Prosecutors say he involved himself in an argument over traffic before putting a knife in the victim's upper back. Earlier this year, a 76-year-old was arrested for the murder of his wife, as was last seen at her job in Horsham in 1981. New details emerged yesterday on what led to that arrest. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward.
When they filed charges against William Corzon 38 years after his wife's disappearance, prosecutors pointed to a grand jury investigation but couldn't elaborate since that grand jury report was sealed. Corzon has said his wife left him and ran off to Florida, but the recently unsealed report outlines Corzon's own words in testimony before a grand jury, saying he concedes it would be strange if a woman left without taking her wallet with her driver's license and bank cards.
When asked why he never thought to tell police her wallet was still in the bedroom, the report says he testified he never gave it any thought. The report says Corzon acknowledged inconsistencies or lies in his testimony don't look good for him, but maintains he didn't kill his wife. No trial date has been set. Some Philadelphia Eagles joined a club at one Philadelphia high school that teaches them about the health benefits of the food they grow while they do some gardening. Eagles wide receiver Mac Holland says he and other players join students from the school's farm club in the garden outside the school.
As a kid, you don't really know if you just grew up and food was kind of always at the store. But really, you know, you come out here a couple years, see fresh food that you grew. It's pretty awesome.
The Food Moxie partnered with the school to start the club. They say they want to promote healthy eating by teaching the students where the fruits and vegetables they eat come from. Senior David Mathis.
It's mostly about just gardening, you know, learning different parts of the fruits, learning different fruit, learning about soil, light, and all that stuff like this.
You couldn't have gotten more excited to see the birds in the garden. That's the All Local. I'm Brandon Brooks. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.